Blog Talk Radio. Thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Ginny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great.
Thank you. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
We want to welcome everybody here tonight. This is going to be a great show. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because I just got back from a couple of days vacation.
You did.
You went away Saturday. You had a really good time Saturday.
I had a really good time Saturday because you deserted me for our fun Saturday.
I know. We didn't have adventure Saturday because I went to Gainesville.
You did.
Yes, I did. But you did your own adventure on Saturday.
I did.
Tell everybody what you did.
Actually, a friend of mine from New Jersey came down here for Bike Week. Rode his motorcycle all the way from New Jersey.
Wow.
Which I couldn't even believe.
No.
Because I assumed he trailered it. He's a pilot.
Yeah.
In New Jersey. And he came down, and his girlfriend couldn't come. And he and I have been friends for a very, 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 very long
35
time.
35 years.
Yes, he was in my wedding.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah.
I know.
But anyway, so, I mean, we've kept in touch all these years. And he comes down usually once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me if I wanted to go with him.
And you said yes.
And I said yes. So we went for the day.
Did your voice break like mine just did when you said yes?
Yeah, I don't usually sound like Minnie Mouse.
I know, I was going to say, what happened there? I think I'm going through puberty. Go ahead.
Anyway, went to Daytona and haven't been on a motorcycle in a long time and decided, you know, it's bad for your hair.
Yeah, you don't, well, you wore a helmet, correct?
I did not, no.
Jessica.
I know, I got the lecture. One and,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, but I don't have a helmet, okay, of
yeah.
my own.
Okay.
And he didn't have one with him, an extra one.
Even a bicycle helmet would, that,
that would do different. Nothing. And
but
yeah, and I,
still,
and I know. And I know.
I'm going to shoot you, okay.
You can yell at me.
I will after
and
the show.
I would never advise anyone to do it because it's very dangerous.
Yes, it is.
It really
well,
is.
Well, and you were texting me from the back of the motorcycle, weren't you?
Yeah.
Because I remember you saying, you know, oh, yeah, we're riding too. And I'm thinking,
I was
you're on a motorcycle. Yeah. Is it hard to
but
keep?
But he has a, you know, one of those nice cruiser motorcycles
yeah.
with has
armrest.
A radio, has armrest, has windshield. So
that's
it's
kind of cool.
It's kind of like being in a car, but with wind.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. So did you have a good time?
We had a great time. I had a green beer because it was St. Patty's Day.
Which is a good time to go out and have green beer. Otherwise, it's just like rancid and then it's not good. Green on the other time is bad. So you had a beer and you had a good time.
We had a good time and he had some friends there and my son met us there.
Oh, did great. I don't want to say his name. Yeah, he met you there.
He met us there. We all went out to dinner
mm-hmm.
and then we went and kind of stalked them at a St. Patty's Day party because
really?
He wanted to meet my son's girlfriend because he had never met
oh,
her.
Oh, cool.
So we found her.
Oh, no. Oh, no. So what did he, I'm sure he said wonderful
he
things.
He thought she was wonderful.
She's such a nice girl, such a sweet girl, so that's really good.
Yeah.
And
so.
By the way, Jay was there. Jay's in the
right.
chat room. Everybody, just so you know, the chat room is open. Susie Q, our chat room mom, is in there keeping everybody nice and warm and tucked in. And I see Jay is in there, and he said he was in Bike Week as well. He was there.
Well, I didn't see you, Jay. Or
well,
maybe I did, and
well,
I didn't know who
he
you
said
were.
You were one of the 50,000 bikers. So, yeah, odd that you didn't see him. But you know what's really kind of cool is that Bike Week is – everybody thinks Bike Week is can be kind of scary, and it can be because these bikers look kind of scary. But most of them, a lot of them are very nice guys.
Well, right. Like I said, my friend's a pilot.
Sure.
A,
I mean,
a professional
yeah.
pilot, and,
yeah.
you know, he's not –
And doesn't he – fly private. I mean, he's kind of let's give him credit. He flies a private jet.
A private jet
for a very
big,
wealthy person.
Yes, yes.
And
or a corporation.
Yeah, and so that he does very well.
Sure.
And whenever he flies and comes into town, he has to be on call part of the time, but the other part of the time he gets to see you, which
he
is kind of neat.
Yeah.
And you've seen him, and he's such a nice guy. So that's kind of cool,
he's
huh?
A sweet guy, and he like I said, you know, he loves my kids because he's known them since they were
yeah.
babies.
Yeah. So that's really cool. So
yeah.
neat. So it was a good weekend.
We had a nice weekend, and that was it. So what about you? You went to Gainesville.
Went to the University of Florida so we can show my daughter because, you know, there's a big part of me that wants her to see all the universities in Florida before she starts going out of state
right.
to look. And she likes it. She knows it's a fantastic school. The campus is really spread out. And, you know, I don't know what it is. I just think sometimes you can't park there. Everybody has scooters or bicycles, mm-hmm. right? So that was she wasn't as thrilled at all. She said it's too spread out. It makes it cold.
It is spread out, and
it's not as small as
yeah.
I would like.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that.
It is a wonderful school.
It's a fabulous school. So that was that. And then you know, there's not a whole lot to do in Gainesville.
Yeah, I wondered why you're going there.
But what we did was, and this was the coolest thing in the world, we went to Dudley Farm State Park. And Dudley Farm, it was a real working farm in 1850 to 1943. And then in 1943, it wasn't so much a working farm, but the daughter, the third generation of the family, still lived on the farm, mm-hmm. as did actually some of her brothers and sisters and relatives and stuff. What was so cool, it's the only farm that I'm aware of and that they're aware of in the United States where it was started in 1850 and all of the buildings are still intact and every piece of furniture is original.
Really?
I mean, wash basins. And this woman lived to be 95 years old, and mm-hmm. I believe she died in 2000, I believe. Forgive me. I think it was 2002. Her name was, I believe, Gwendolyn.
So where does Dudley come from?
Her last name was Dudley.
Oh.
Never married, yeah.
You're right.
No, but it was so cool. And I think I sent you some pictures. But did you see
you
that?
Did.
I mm-hmm. mean, and she, okay, so here's the cool story. Because she was still alive, and her mother, from the time she was born, and she was born in, well, okay, I'm so stupid. She was born in 1901. And she died in 1996, so I guess that's when she died. But when she died, she had left everything to the state.
Mm-hmm.
And her mother had told her, before her mother had died, I want everything to be remembered because this way of life will not be remembered, and people will forget what it's like to do things like this.
Truth.
So she kept everything. They have the original receipts from windows they purchased for the house back in, you know, when they first put
that's
windows
cool.
in. So it's just so awesome, and you get to go through this thing, and she lived there up until she died.
Hmm.
And so as you walk through, the woman who actually did all the interviewing process with her, it was her last week working at the Dudley Farm, which I didn't know. It just,
oh, really?
My luck, very fortunate. And she was retiring in a week, and she said, you know, when I retire, no one's going to know what goes on here. She said, because I actually have kept alive the plants that her family kept alive from the 1850s.
Wow.
So she took me out to the garden. She was showing us that woman in that period costume that she
mm-hmm.
was wearing. She's the only one who works actually in the house, and she tends all those gardens in the front herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you don't know what's natural and what's a weed, so you can't really have people coming out and helping her.
Oh.
She said it takes weeks
to
learn.
Can she train someone?
She says, I try to, but since it's a nonprofit,
mm-hmm.
they don't pay anyone. And she said, teenagers don't want to stay. And she said, it's hard, backbreaking work.
Right.
So, but it was so interesting, you know, just to see what they did and how and they had their own general store, their own post office.
Cool.
It was just awesome. I loved it. So to me, that was the highlight of my trip. Then we went over to Rochelle, Florida, and Micanopy, which is where Doc Hollywood with Michael
right.
J. Fox was filmed. Micanopy was not a big thrill for me. It was kind of like it just needed a good pressure washing.
Well, and I think the parts of the town that they showed some of the homes.
Yes.
And then like a teeny bit of the town.
The home that is there, and I saw it the second we pulled in, I'm like, oh, my gosh, that was the hospital, is a bed and breakfast.
Oh, is it
yeah,
really?
Yeah, that's a bed and breakfast. But it was really kind of neat, and
it was an old movie.
It's an old movie, and it's an old town. But we found, I had read about 7 years ago about some old, it was called a ghost town, but it really wasn't a ghost town. It's called the town of Rochelle, and they had a bunch of old abandoned homes out there. And one of them was an old two-story schoolhouse that I was dying to find. And I didn't think I would. And we started asking around and going down these dirt roads, and sure enough, we found it. And that was really cool.
Still standing.
I sent you pictures. You got to check them. That big white two-story building.
You know what the problem? Your pictures all come over upside down.
Well, then you just turn your computer upside down.
And that's what I was doing. I was going, you know, this is really annoying.
When you send from a cell phone, that happens a lot, I'm sure.
Why?
I don't know, because my cell phone's weird, and I probably don't know how to use it right, but, you know. so we metal detected around the old schoolhouse.
Did you find anything?
Yeah, we found a couple of things, and they're still in the trunk. They were so covered with dirt.
Oh.
I can't tell. One is either a, and it's a very, we're not sure what it is. A matter of fact, I'll show it to you.
Really
on,
cool.
Well, I'm not going to be in town again Saturday, but the next weekend I will show it to you because you'll get a kick out of it. We have to degrime it first. It goes in plastic, these big plastic bags.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we metal detect how it is. So we found that, and I found part of a wagon wheel. Yeah, so that was cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was really cool, and that was fun, you know, and so that was cool. It was a good weekend. It's not like Gainesville is a place to go for tourism because there really isn't anything there. You know, you got the swamp, you know,
well,
the stadium.
Well, I mean, Gainesville is a college town.
Well, and we went to church there on Sunday, and my daughter was like, I can't go to school here because the people in this church look weird. And I'm like, stop, that's a horrible thing to say.
Well, what's weird about them?
I'm going to say this. Now, y'all are going to think I'm weird, but anyone who goes to church every Sunday like I do and has for as long as I can remember, you have your church family. And your church family may not be people that you hang with or that you even socialize with, but they're there every Sunday.
Right.
You know, and there's Sweaty Palms. She's the lady who gives out the host every single weekend.
See, that makes it sound
pleasant.
When
she first started, I walked up, and she was so nervous. She was sweating.
Aww.
And she put the host in my hand, and it apparently stuck to her hand, and she didn't realize it. And halfway back to her other hand, she dropped it on the floor. And the look on her face, so thereby she got the nickname Sweaty Palm. And she has this bright red-dyed hair, and she's the most beautiful smile. And we look forward to seeing her every Sunday. And then we have Mole Man. Mole Man has moles all over his face, which he must have had surgically removed because he looks fabulous now, except he put on 50 pounds. So I don't know what that's about. And then there's Rubber Back Woman. This woman who has a 15-year-old son, and she rubs his back the entire service.
No.
Incest, you want to know. Oh, did I say incest?
God.
I mean, in case you want to know. But, you know, I'm just kidding about that. Last 2 weeks, we noticed that the husband sat between her and the son, so we're real happy about
nervous
that.
Happens.
Could be. And then there's the little girl. You know, the husband and wife do collections, and it's really weird because, you know, they always do the offerings, and this girl has been the freakishly age of 3 for the last 7 years. She never grows. So either
maybe
she has...
Maybe she's got a problem. You're terrible.
No, we just call her the woman with the odd child who never seems to grow
okay,
over
you
the
go to
age
church,
of 3.
And you're sitting criticizing people.
No, I'm not. But this is our church. You know what's funny? When I hurt my back, remember I had to hurt my sciatica,
yeah,
and I had a cane for like 3 weeks. And she was... And these people that you don't know really well... you know, they come up to you, how are you doing, did you hurt, are you okay? And it's just so welcoming. And I
yeah.
think you, so you know, we wonder what they call us, you know, because they look at
that's
our family, what they, you know, the family with the German
family
guy.
With the German guy that are on their cell phones the
okay.
entire service.
No, I am not on my cell phone the entire time.
No, she's totally lying to all of you.
I am not.
Addict.
I am not. And I'm going to actually show you all something. I'm going to share something with you about my iPhone that I thought was oddly, scarily amazing that I found out while I was in Gainesville this weekend. But I'll share that all with you in just a second. We're going to go ahead and take our first reading right after this. We'll be back in 2 seconds here.
I thought love was only true and fair and for someone else, but not for me. A love was out to get me. Now that's the way it seems. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Saw her trace. Put doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not afraid. Put doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer, I couldn't leave her if I tried. Oh, love was out to get me. No
then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace of doubt in my mind.
And you're back with the Christian Psychic Cafe. You know what we should do now, Jessica?
What?
I think we should take a caller, don't you think so?
I think they would appreciate that.
And I should tell all of our listeners, we're doing angel psychic readings tonight, and anyone who'd like to call in and get one, you can go ahead and call the number at 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. And I want to say hey to LaQuayque, because she's our producer, and she also answers the callers when they call in and puts them in the queue and gets their name from them. And, you know, she does such a great job, and she goes so highly unnoticed most of the time. So I want to thank her on the air so everyone can hear how much we appreciate the work she does, right?
Absolutely.
She does an awesome job.
She gets a big thumbs up.
A big thumbs up, that's right, two big thumbs up, because she actually wasn't going to continue doing this because she started college, and she heard a few of our shows without her and decided to come back. Yes. She was like, I can't stand it. All right.
Because you know, we can't answer the phone and talk.
We can't. We
it's
can't.
It's like chewing gum and walking.
We can't. We can't answer the phone and talk. We can't. Well, we're talking now. We're, you know, but you know what
but
I mean.
You know,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And we can't do the chat room and do this. I've listened to some shows where folks do it all. And, like, you can tell they can't. Well, no, they can't. They obviously are it's a major fail, so it doesn't really work. So it's not a cool thing. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and go live with Karen right now. Hi, Karen. You're live on the air.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Good, good. I'm calling from Orlando, Florida.
Oh, we love that. Well, you know that we're located in Florida as well, you know.
Yeah.
Wonderful. That's now, have we done readings for you before?
No.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad to have you call in. How can I help you tonight?
I've gone through a lot of changes in the last year. I lost my job, had to get rid of all of my belongings, and then my father just passed away in November, and I was fortunate enough in April to move back home after my job loss, so I got to spend 9 months with him before he passed, which was a blessing.
A huge blessing.
A huge blessing. So I'm concerned, you know, number one, about finding new work or if any messages come through from my father.
Okay. So you're looking about new work and also messages from Dad. And I guess the one thing I'm going to ask you, if I may, what kind of work were you in before?
I was a project accountant. I worked for an architectural engineering company.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And because of the downsizing in the real estate market, you know, and because we didn't get any stimulus money from the government to build roadways,
right.
A lot of firms did a lot of layoffs.
Yeah, I know. It's a rough time for that. You know what? I'm going to ask you an odd question, and I don't know why this comes to mind, but I'm going to shoot it out there. Have you considered going to work in your area of expertise? However, going into, like, the heating and air conditioning?
No.
I don't know why this is coming to me, but usually when it does, it means I should throw it out there. Here's the reason why I'm going to tell you that. Number one, you're in Florida now, and let me tell you, air conditioning is big here. Air conditioning is bigger out here than heating is in the cooler states. Because we really only have about 2 months where we don't use our air.
Yeah.
Because and these years lately, it's hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter. And so for whatever reason, I'm being guided to tell you about that. So I recommend that you consider looking in that direction for employment, okay?
Okay. I was really hoping to get some kind of employment, like a work-home kind of situation,
mm-hmm.
because I have a chronic illness, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
Let's talk about that. Does that affect your legs?
No. I was born with no immune system. I weighed a pound and a half.
Okay. And so this might sound, and I don't mean to be funny about this.
Oh, no, don't worry about it.
We hear people live in a bubble, okay? When you're born with no immune system, generally you can't be exposed to a lot of people, correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay, so that's why you're looking for homework. Prior to coming here, were you working out of the home before? No.
No, I actually was lucky enough, even though I worked in a global company, that I had my own office.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so now you're saying your immune system. Why am I getting something like fibromyalgia? I know you're telling me that you have no immune system, but why am I sensing you get aches and pains?
I do, because when I get monthly treatments of white blood cells,
mm-hmm.
and at the end of the month, it's all run, you know, like a gas tank. I'm empty.
Okay.
And so it affects everything.
That's because I'm really getting it like your legs start to ache terribly. That's the thing that yep. Is that right?
Yeah, everything does, but my legs do really bad.
That's the thing that's coming through the strongest, and that's why I had to ask you that. And it was coming across as an all-body thing, like fibromyalgia. So that makes total sense. That explains it then. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me take a look here, because I'm getting a couple of names here. I'm getting a male name that begins with a J. Do you know who that is?
A J. No.
Okay. Not crossed over. Somebody's still alive.
I don't know a male that begins with a J.
Okay. Put that aside.
Okay.
Write it down, though.
I will.
Okay. Because I'm being told that you need to contact somebody with the J name.
Okay.
Okay. And that person that you're supposed to contact is somebody that it could be a female. I just assumed it was a male.
Oh, a J is Joanne if it's a female. That's my previous boss.
Ah, okay. That's what it's about then.
She took good care of me.
Okay, she took care of you?
Well, she took good care of me as far as my health and mm-hmm. gave me a lot of leeway with my career.
And this is, when you left, was there hard feelings or
not with her, but with the company that we got laid off from, because we were acquired
mm-hmm.
By a global engineering company. We originally was a national firm who in 2007 was acquired by a global firm and promised that there wouldn't be any layoffs, and there was 12 rounds and
mm-hmm.
over 80 people
mm-hmm.
and her and I were the last ones to be laid off.
When did you last talk with her?
A couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Before,
go ahead, say it again.
A couple weeks ago before I had my treatment, because I usually call her like after I have my medical treatment.
Yeah. He's the message I'm getting from the gentleman on the other side is that you need to contact her again and just let her know you're doing okay. She's been worried about you.
Yeah. She's
okay.
She's a good egg.
Yeah, she is. I mean, she truly cares about you, and that's why I have to tell you this,
mm-hmm.
and that's why it's so important that you hear it. Now, the gentleman on the other side that's talking with me regarding this, I'm getting something in the chest area. So is that what he passed from?
That's my father, yeah. He passed from mainly COPD and heart failure, hypertension.
Okay, alrighty. That explains that then. Okay, so this is his message to you, is to hold on to that friendship, okay? Not
mm-hmm.
that you don't, but just know that she really cares for you and she looks out for you. And I know he's basically letting you know that sometimes you feel like you bring her down by telling her what's going on, but
mm-hmm.
She's really there for you, so don't feel that way.
Okay.
Okay, now, the other thing is he wants you to know, and you know this too, that he loves you very much. You know.
Aww.
Okay. And the other message he's giving me, did he call you a nickname?
Tiger.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. It sounded to me, it was sounding like a Kigger or a Kaigi, and I couldn't get it. So that's it. And he wants you to know that he says you know it, though. You know it. It's not that you never knew that. You know he loves you, and he has always loved you. The thing that he's saying now, hold on, is I'm trying to hear it. Give me a second. Okay, this sounds weird. He's talking about safety nets, and I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means
either. He's alluding to you've always had safety nets in place.
My mom and dad always. I'm an only child, and with my health, they always provided and took care of me. I mean, even mm-hmm. I'm 50 now, and you know, I was able to move back home after I got unemployed. A lot of people aren't able to do that. So,
this is what he's alluding to is that mm-hmm. you've always had safety nets in place. They're
mm-hmm.
still there, and he's saying, you know, it's going to be okay. Stop worrying about tomorrow. Just live today.
Mm-hmm.
He's letting you know he's got a message for your mom. He's showing me a flower. It looks like it's a white flower. I'm not sure if it's an orchid or a tulip because I don't know the difference. I know what a rose looks like, but I don't believe it's a rose.
She collects orchids.
Okay, there you go. Mm-hmm. So he's showing me this, and this is for your mom. He wants you to know he presents her with one every single morning. If she opens her senses to it, she would actually smell the scent of the orchid every single morning when she wakes.
Aww.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of love there. A lot of love there.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, that's so wonderful. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. I'm happy to be able to help you. And as far as the job goes, let me just take a look here and see what I can see because, you know, let me take a look. I'm trying to get a time frame to see when I think that job will come through for you because I know it's going to. I'm seeing two things as far as the job goes. I'm seeing that you're going to be offered one, and it's going to be a better one than you actually thought you were going to get right out of the chute, and you're going to be pretty happy with it. But I'm looking at the number 3. That could be 3 weeks or 3 months. I'm not sure which it's going to be. So
okay.
I'm not going to say, but you have a very kind and compassionate heart, and people are able to see that as soon as they meet you. So you actually interview very, very well. Do you know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Yeah,
you're
welcome. I just had an interview, but that particular job I didn't really want. So
right, exactly. So you know what? That's okay. And by the way, your dad's saying safety net, safety net. In other words, you don't have to take that job right now. It's okay. You know what I'm
okay.
saying? In other
yeah.
words, he wants you to take a little bit to catch your breath. He's saying it's not all about money.
Yeah.
It's about your quality of happiness, quality of life, and he's letting you know that, okay?
Thank you. This is the first time he's come through, so I really, really, really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. And you said he passed in November?
Yeah, November 21st. He waited for me to get to the hospital. I had been
mm-hmm.
out doing some grocery shopping for me and my mom because we did shifts. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, my mom called me and said, you know, you need to come. And, like, I got into the door, and he died, like, 10 minutes later.
Yeah, God bless. See, he did wait. And
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you something. A lot of times, and I've said this so many times on this show, is when somebody crosses over, it takes at least 4 months for us to be able to usually have contact with them. Now, I've had it the next day, but on average it takes about 4 months, and that's because through something called God's permissive will, it takes that long for them to learn that they can cross back and forth, but they cannot affect your free will. And
mm-hmm.
they have to understand why and how it could negatively impact you. And once they learn that lesson and learn and understand it, then they're allowed to be there, and that's why he does present your mom with a every single morning. And
I'm trying to get her to believe, but she doesn't believe, so that's probably why she doesn't see. But
that's it.
She,
mm-hmm.
He must wake her up like 3 a.m. in the morning because she wakes up out of the blue and she doesn't know why.
That's very common, and it's usually around 3 o'clock or 3:03 every morning, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's a very common thing when someone from the other side, they say the door from the other side opens at 3:03 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that is. I can't explain it, but it just seems to be the time, and it's generally when they start to cross over, and they're there to console. They're there to help in any way they can.
Aww. Well, I know she's having a hard time. They were married 52 years.
Oh, God. You know, what a blessing
and she,
it was.
And she's never been alone, so I'm glad I'm here.
I was just going to say, and she's not alone now. She has you, so that's another blessing. Remember, everything happens not for a reason but for a good reason, and everything has fallen into place. You know, imagine if your job was still active and this had happened and you had to move down here. Your mother would have felt even more stress. So now,
well, I lived in Orlando too.
Did you really?
Yeah,
okay.
I lived in Orlando. It's just I work so much that I never was able to get over here.
So now you're there all the time. I mean,
mm-hmm.
everything has its reasons, and everything has its good reasons, and God has the master plan. So don't worry. The pieces of the puzzle will all fall into place. Okay?
Okay.
And Karen,
how did you find
us tonight?
I just happened to be looking on Blog Talk, just trying to, you know, get back in touch with my spiritual side because I've been so busy since November. My dad was retired military and civil service, and there's been a lot of paperwork, so mm-hmm. I just wanted to do something for me tonight.
Wonderful. Well, I'm so glad you did. Welcome to the show. Please feel free to stay on and listen if you'd like, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Well, she's sweet, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's rough when you have someone, a loved one, that crosses over, but I think it's so great when they're able to come across and validate that it's them in such a strong way, That's really awesome. I'm so happy for her, and I'm glad that she's here in Florida. And jobs are becoming, the unemployment level has dropped here in Florida, so I know she's going to find a job. And again, either three weeks, three months, but either way she'll find a job. And she's been there for her mom, and it sounds like her parents have always been there for her,
It sounds like she got here at a good time.
A really good time, exactly. See, everything happens for a good reason. Listen, we'll be back in just two.
Woo!
Christian Psychic Cafe. That is Moves Like Jagger, Maroon 5 with Adam Levine, and Christina Aguilera was in that one, that version.
Really?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
I know you did not know that, which is why I just shared it with you.
Well, you are so full of knowledge.
See, there you go. You know, I think a little bit later on, Jay is going to present us with a song.
Really?
Yes, as a matter of fact, he just contacted me via chat. Actually, I contacted him, and he said that he could. So we're gonna ask
well,
him to
something new and exciting.
Yeah, right. I
know that's what he was kind of doing down here in Florida.
I know. I want to hear how things are going too. So we'll get him on the phone, and we'll also hear how he's doing down here and what's going on. And we are going to be getting together with him. Although I've been gone the last couple of weeks, I'll be gone next week, and you've been busy. But we're going to do that in the near future for sure.
Definitely.
And Susie was supposed to come into town, and we were going to try and all get together one day together too. So I don't know how that's going, but we're going to find out, aren't we? All right, I'm going to share with you something that I think is just hysterical, and either our listeners will love it or think I'm incredibly weird. There's a couple of things. First of all,
okay, I have no comment.
My daughters have iPhones because they begged.
Yes, everybody has iPhones. iPhones.
Not everybody, but they are cool phones.
Because
okay?
I don't.
They are cool phones. They're really neat phones. And I want to say a couple of things. I want to say that I have the iPhone 4S, which has something called Siri in it. Okay.
Right.
Now, I never used it before. So this weekend, I mean, I did once, but I got confused because, you know, I'm not technically capable. So we're driving, we're in Gainesville, and we were looking for something, and my daughter said, just use Siri. So I had to figure out how to use the Siri, which is like this robotic voice recognition system built into an iPhone.
Uh-huh.
So she actually talks to you.
I mean, do all iPhones have that capability?
Only the iPhone 4S has the capability. The iPhone 4 does not. So this is kind of hysterical, and I'm hoping everyone can hear it because I was shocked when it happened. I'm going to ask Siri, the cell phone, just a series of quick questions here, and you're going to get a kick out of hearing it. And if you can't hear it, folks, tell me because in the chat room, but we'll see how it goes. I just find it absolutely
and
hysterical.
And having a cell phone that talks to you, that's a little bizarre.
Well, yes, but, you know, I'm never lonely.
There you go.
Okay, so here we go. I'm going to ask it a question. Give me one sec. Siri, how old are you? Okay, well, obviously no one could hear that, so let's try this again.
I couldn't even hear it.
Let me try this again, because this just cracks me up. I think, okay. Siri, how old are you?
I am not allowed to answer that question.
Is that great? Okay, wait. Siri, where can I hide a body?
What kind of question is that?
What kind of place are you looking for? Cremation services, dumps, mortuaries, funeral services, or metal foundries?
What's scary is that I actually look for these type of places,
right? Yeah, I was
going
to say, where did you come up with that question?
Okay. No, wait. Here we go. Okay. I wonder if the people in the chat room can hear this, okay? So here we go. This is my voice recognition system in my iPhone because some people are saying, what is that? And this is the phone. Actually, I can ask it questions, and it will actually, you'll love this one. Hold on. Siri, who am I?
Psychic queen of the universe. That's interesting.
I thought it was okay. Siri, tell me a joke.
Psychic queen of the universe. I don't really know any good jokes. None, in fact.
I mean, this is like so funny.
Who would think to program this to ask these answer these bizarre questions.
I mean, you know, it just cracks me up. And can you take a photo? How hysterical
is this?
Cute.
So
I just got a kick out of it. And the last one I'll do for everybody because I think, wait a second. Kelly in the chat room says, I'll ask the question that Kelly in the chat room wants me to ask. Here we go.
No.
Siri, does my butt look big in these jeans?
I found 11 clothing stores.
This is too good. Okay, this is great. Anyway, I didn't know I had it, but I'll tell you how it's really helpful. You can be driving down the street and say, where's there a Moe's? Because Moe's has got great burritos,
uh-huh.
And we were looking for a Moe's. Then we were looking for a Kohl's. Then we were looking for a movie theater.
And it finds everything for you?
I can
does it use a GPS to know where you are?
Siri, where's the closest JCPenney? And it will come back. Because I kept talking.
I'm on it.
She's on it. And then what she'll do is she'll list all the different JCPenney's closest to you. You click on it, and then it MapQuests you there.
Oh, how awesome.
Yes, so we make great use of this.
Well,
now,
I want an iPhone.
I know. Well, I'm just telling you, I didn't even know I had that. I mean, you know, I'm not very technically literate, and
right.
It's a problem. And now I'm going to say something. I wonder if she's going to kill me. I don't care. Kelly, should I say this, Kelly, what you're working on? I'm not going to say it till you put in the chat room that I can. So I'll let you put it in the chat room, and then if it's okay, I'll go ahead and I'll talk about it, because you know what I'm talking about.
But none of the rest of us do.
No, and I don't want to say it unless she gives me permission to say it. So you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
You don't know what I'm saying, but you know what I'm saying. Oh, wait, somebody wants to know. Oh, they wanted to know about that guy that I texted for you, that you were so mad at me through Facebook and got a hold of. Yeah, they want to know what happened with that.
We actually met for coffee last night and had a very nice time.
Oh, so pray tell. So wait, am I still going to rot in hell forever, as you said, for contacting him?
Well, no. It was just so stalkerish. And
okay.
You know me, and I am such a non-stalkerish person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And luckily he didn't take it as stalkerish. At least I don't think he did.
He didn't take
you
it.
You are totally a stalker.
I am not a stalker. Did he call you? Have you been in constant communication with him since he...
No, I have not been in constant communication. I have not.
He has contacted
we
you.
We have
via
contacted,
text every
yes,
day,
we
and you met last other. Night.
We did.
And you had a great time.
We had a great time.
And did he not text you something? Oh, I'm getting the look. Something that was really nice.
And we're
going to
end the conversation right here.
Something that was very kind and very nice.
And
that's all I'm going to say. All I'm going to say is, Jessica, I'm telling you, he's the right guy for you. I mean, if you choose that he's the right guy for you, he's definitely a good guy for you. He's got the right personality.
He's a sweet guy, and I have always liked him,
mm-hmm.
and we used to work together,
mm-hmm.
And that, you know.
And he's
a
hot!
Yes, he is.
Hot! That's all I'm going to say. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be saying these things. I'm totally going to
hurt you.
I'm having too much fun now. I'm going to be so dead. And that's right. Susie said creeping is not stalking. But you know what? Georgia is saying, yay, Jessica, and I agree. So they had a good time, and I think that...
They had a good time. And, you know, you have a tendency to...
Oh, no. I'm not blowing it out of proportion. I'm just saying he's a nice guy. He's better than Ponytail Boot Dude, right?
Ponytail boot.
No, I meant dude. I didn't mean. I just.
He
misspoke.
Didn't have boots.
No, he didn't. Did
no.
he? No. No. I'm stopping right there. I'm about to get myself in so much trouble. Oh gosh. Oh my goodness.
Yes. On to other subjects.
Why don't we go ahead and take another caller?
There you go.
That
good,
seems
good solution.
Like safer territory.
Please.
Here we go. Elizabeth, hi. You're live on the air with the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm okay. I've talked to Jenny before, about 3-4 months ago, and so I'm just calling back for a follow-up.
Okay, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chicago.
Oh, very good. Okay, I remember we did talk, well, we've had somebody from Chicago. What did we discuss last time so we can be updated as to where we were last time we spoke?
Well, I had come back home a year and a half ago, and for a different reason, and in the process I met my soulmate through friends, and we hit it off immediately, and we've had something kind of going on for the last year. And he was seeing someone, and this person, his girlfriend or whatever she was, lied about me, and he didn't talk to me for 3 months. And then we found out that she lied. Everybody found out that she lied. She's been playing dirty games to keep him. Mm-hmm. And they broke up recently, and we got really close, and they were seen at a party again Sunday. So I don't know what is going on. I don't know if I should hang in there. I just can't compete against the nasty games she's playing with him.
And, you know, there's a couple of things that I want to say, but let me ask the angels before I say anything, because I want to make sure that they're validating what's going on in my head right now. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the first thing that came to my mind, and I'm going to say this out loud, okay, because I want this to be as honest as I can be. The first thing that that comes to mind is, hey, why would you want to be with a guy who doesn't take you at face value and who would believe another person over you, correct?
True.
Right? However, the angels are telling me something a little different right now. When I asked them if that was right to think that way, they're telling me no. Okay? And they're saying, and I don't quite understand this, that you didn't give him a fair shake. In other words, you weren't seeing it from his point of view at the time. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was it? Explain that to me.
I wasn't seeing his point of view.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to break up with her to be with me, and we had it all planned out, and she saw us together, and I went to the bathroom at this place that we were at, a restaurant, and she followed me in there. I didn't know. I came out of the bathroom to wash my hands, and she came up to me and said, "What are you doing here?" and just went off on me. And I said, "Excuse me, it's my birthday. I'm with my friends, because we have mutual friends."
Mm-hmm.
And she says, "Well, what are you doing here?" I said, "I live here now." And she says, oh, well, who are you hanging out with? Who are your friends?" And she wanted to, you know, she just was really rude to me. And I said, "You know what? I need to get back to my friends. I'm not going to have this conversation with you." And I left. And I sat down, and then she came out of the bathroom, I guess, 5 minutes later. And after we ate, I went up to him and said, "You know what? She came up to the bathroom and was acting really strange and really rude to me for no reason." And he goes, "Well, she must suspect something." And I said, "I was not rude to her at all." So then she turned around and said to him, "Well, she came up to me in the bathroom, and she went off on me."
Mm-hmm.
So he said, "Well, I've known her for a year, and I just met you like three or four months, so I'm going to have to believe her until I get to know you better." And I thought, oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
And then we didn't talk for 3 months, and then he said he was sorry, and we got back together, and everything was great. And
But now he's back with her again.
I guess. We don't know. Nobody knows. They've been broken up for like 6 weeks, and then she was spotted at a party. Everybody told me. We don't know if they're back together or not, but now he's not talking to me, and I don't know what is going on. I'm supposed to see him Saturday. I don't know what to do.
When you say you're supposed to see him Saturday, in what capacity?
He's in a band. And so I was supposed to go see him Saturday. He's been inviting me out to see him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm supposed to see him Saturday.
Okay.
And,
now, what the angels are showing me right now, and it's just kind of funny, because they're showing me a big triangle, almost like a hazard triangle. But that's kind
uh-huh.
of, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You can't blame the girl because she was dating him before you were. You actually,
right.
you know where I'm going with this, right? So you
yeah.
started,
He was kind of with her, then he took you out before he told her that they weren't an item anymore. So she's seeing it as, hey, you took my guy. And you know what I always find kind of amazing, and I think you'll agree with me, she has nothing to do with this, really. It's him. Number one, probably could have done it in a little bit better order, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You probably should have, right?
Okay, yeah.
that, you know, could have made a better choice, but okay. So moving forward, if he had chosen, okay, well, you know, I really didn't want to be with her. I wanted to be with you, with Elizabeth, and then that would have been great. But that's not what he did. He was with you for a while, then he vacillated back, right?
Right.
Okay, now he's kind of coming back your way again. So he's like a ping pong ball going back and forth.
Yeah.
And I think what you need to do is to tell him simply he needs to make up his mind what he wants. He needs to either, you know, cut the line and or not, but he needs to make a decision. And I think one of the most frustrating things that can happen is when a guy doesn't give an answer. Well, I think I want to be with you, or I want to be with you today, but that's going to last for about 3 weeks and 2 days, and then I want to be with her again. It's very convenient for him, but that's not really what should be happening, okay? And I think that Elizabeth is either upset because we've just lost her. She's no longer on the line. Well, hopefully she'll call back and the line was just dropped. If you call back in, Elizabeth, go ahead and let LaQuaiQua know, and she will put you through. And I hope you weren't upset by what I said, but the truth is I have to be honest, and if you call in, I will never tell people just what they want to hear, but only what the angels are showing me.
Right.
And that will never cease.
And that's what people should want. They want the truth.
They want the truth. You know, if you want something that's made up, you can go to a psychic hotline. But I'm not that I'm saying all the psychic hotlines
no,
are made up.
No, but the point is, you know, you're all about being real.
Being real and being honest and showing what the angels are showing. They're showing a triangle hazard sign. That means something.
Yeah.
You know, that means something. Okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Normally we would take a song break right now, but we're going to take a song break in a little different way. And the song break is going to come from Jay. Hi, Jay. Welcome.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, it's Jay.
How you doing, Jay? How are you?
I am great.
I love hearing that. Tell us what's going on in your life.
Lots of things. I auditioned for a record label.
How did it go?
It went really good, but they were an R&B label, and it wasn't a perfect fit, but you know something? They listened to 8 songs. They spent 35 minutes with me after
wow.
that 8 songs, you know?
Wow.
So, I mean, they spent some time, and, you know, their time is real money. So,
Love it.
You know,
I
just chalk it up as I know that they heard my music and that, you know, they have something in mind. But, you know, I didn't expect, you know, them to come and say, oh, well, we want to sign you, you know.
Right. Well, of
you know,
course, you know, it. Right, exactly.
They go like that. You
know, I agree.
It doesn't, you know, there'll be a second or they'll know somebody that they want to hear or, you know, there'll be something. They talked a lot about me selling my music.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a possibility, too, you know. I mean, I'm open to a lot of different things. So,
That's exciting.
Yeah, it is cool. So that's one great thing. Although, I have this great story, but I'm going to tell you in person about the Holy Land.
Oh, did you go to Holy Land?
I did go to the Holy Land, but
I have been wanting to go there forever.
Have you? I've been there. It's
and
nice.
I have not been there.
But it's a private story because it's one of those stories that I can't tell on air.
I understand
but
completely.
Anybody that's there, like you said, maybe Susie was going to be there too.
Yeah, Susie
guys
may come in. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you guys are going to roll on the floor.
We're going to enjoy it very much, and you're making our listeners very jealous right now.
That's right. We can't wait.
I know. We can't wait to hear it.
Well, this is a new song that's different from my other music, and it's not in the Christian venue, and so it's called Lady. So and it goes along with that caller, kind of. I mean, in a weird, obscure way. So here it is.
Okay, great.
Lady, take this moment. I'm giving you some time. Get your thoughts together before I quit trying. Let me do some breaking through. Just give me what you can. Remember that I love you, and I'm here to lend a hand. So lady, take this moment. I'm giving you some time. Get your thoughts together before I quit trying. Let me help, I'll take the lead. I'll be your strength for you. Let me help to fill your needs. That's what I want to do. But I cannot dry your tears if I cannot see them fall. I cannot end your fear when you're putting up that wall. So lady, take this moment. I'm giving you some time. Get your thoughts together before I quit trying. I'm wishing to be loving you and laying by your side at night. I know just how much is wrong, but I know how much is right. Lady, lady, hear what I say. Oh lady, oh lady, stop pushing me away. We can walk together, we can change our lives. We can love each other, we can restore the life. So lady, oh lady, hear what I say. Oh lady, oh lady, stop pushing me away. Lady, take this moment, I'm giving you some time. Let me do some breaking through before I quit.
Very good, Jay. That was wonderful. Wonderful. Your lyrics. Now, did you write that song, or is that?
Yeah. Yep.
Beautiful.
It's all me. And it's all, and, you know, I got my two books. I told you I submitted them for copyright. I actually got the notification.
Ooh, you got it. You got it quick, though.
Two books of music. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know. That's because, you know, the angels are helping me.
I know that's the reason why. Very good. Jay, congratulations.
Good for you.
All good news. I love hearing this. This is all such good news. Wonderful. Now, any news with Grace? Have you heard from Grace at all? How is she doing?
I have heard from Grace, and she's good. You know, she's transitioning again. Moving from Alabama to Ohio. She's moving back.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's...
Okay.
So she's heading back to the cold country. But I did talk to her the other day, and she said, "What am I thinking? I don't like this weather." And I'm like,
"Yeah."
You know, so she it's the weather,
okay.
You know. But
okay.
And she misses her friends. Her friends are there, so you know she has a social circle that, you know, she of course that they all admire her because she's, you know, a Earth angel.
Of course, she's such a dynamic person and such a good soul, and we're praying for her and we know she's going to do well.
Yeah, she is going to do well. She is, you know, she just is trying to work through a lot of things at once. Like we all are, you know. I mean, everybody
is. Of course,
is in
everybody
the midst
is. Yep.
Of everything.
Isn't that the
time.
Truth? That's absolutely
yeah.
true. Everybody has issues that they're working with and things and life is meant to be lived, and we got to get through things sometimes. And what the great thing is, we all have that light at the end of the tunnel, no matter what happens on this earth, right?
That's right. And the thing is it's all about experience,
mm-hmm.
you know. Have the experience, and if it's not something you want, make a correction.
Exactly right. And that's something that's something that you really came into in the last 4 to 5 years, don't you think? That you kind of...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's all about
hiding.
Experience.
I was hiding because, you know, I didn't realize that, you know, there's a lot of people hide because they're afraid of experience. And it is challenging at times.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've had some experiences, like the one at the Holy Land, but I'll save that
no,
for later.
I'm dying to find out what this is. I think Susie may fly in just to hear that story.
Really? We need some little clues, at least.
Give us a little clue.
I'll give you a little clue. Did you know that they have Roman guards there?
Yes.
That's the clue.
That's the clue.
Okay. I think I have a thought.
I think I have a thought, too. It's probably not anything to do with what happened, but I'll ask you during the commercial break, which is a song, and then we'll know. Okay, you know what?
No. I'm saving it for you.
I know
have
you are.
Me.
I know. I know he's going to say, actually, I'm going to ask Jessica. That's kind of what I meant, if she was thinking the same thing I was thinking, and I'm sure she is because
okay.
we're girls.
Right?
What does that mean? Well, no. I never mind. I'll say.
Jay's going, I'm not a girl.
No. I mean, when I was, never mind. I don't even want to say my head went there. Anyway.
Right. Don't even go there. That doesn't even sound good at all.
I know, it doesn't. And I didn't mean it to sound that way. I think I better move on now. Jay, thank you as always for calling in. And thank you so much for the song. It was beautiful. And we truly appreciate
you
sharing.
I hope you really liked it.
Oh,
we
no,
did.
We really
absolutely.
Did like it, of course.
Okay.
You know that.
You did like it. Well,
yeah.
No, I'm just really wanting a real honest opinion is why I asked.
I can tell you that I think that your lyrics are very moving.
Absolutely.
Your lyrics are, you could tell there's so much emotion in your lyrics. There's just no doubt about it, and they're beautiful to hear. So we really appreciate that. Truly.
Okay, you have a very good night, ladies.
Okay, Jay, you too. Take care now.
Bye, Jay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yes, bye, Jessica. Bye.
See ya.
He's so great.
He is great.
He's so great. And
no, we have to go to Holy Land.
I know, we do have to go to Holy Land. First, we have to meet with Jay and find out what happened at Holy Land. That's what we have to do. And, Jay, I know you're still listening. We do like your song, because if we didn't like your song, I wouldn't let you play your songs. I love your lyrics. I think they're awesome, and there's so much emotion in them, and I mean that sincerely. You know, a lot of songs, you hear them, and they're just words, but your songs, you hear them, and there's emotion in the lyrics. So we truly appreciate that
very, very much.
Yeah, we totally do. And I didn't see where Kelly responded here. I'm looking.
Yeah,
she's
probably going, no.
Let me see. I know. I don't know if she said anything here about whether I can say anything or not. I can't see it. So, Kelly, if you want me to say something, just say yes. If you want me to wait, say wait. And let's see if you spell wait right. Have you ever done that?
A really hard word.
It is for me, you know, because I sometimes.
There's wait and wait how much you weigh.
Right. And
there's wait, like wait. Okay. Don't go there.
There's
only,
right,
don't
there's
go to
only
Holy Land.
Because the guys don't wear anything under their robes. I'm sorry, that's where my brain went.
That's where my brain
okay,
went,
thank
too.
Thank you. See, I thought I was the only
you
one.
You and
I know.
Are twisted.
I wonder, though. I wonder if that has anything to do with anything.
I bet
I don't
so.
Know. You think so?
I bet you.
Maybe a big wind came.
Yeah, whoosh.
I wonder when he was there.
Oh, Roman guard. Au naturel.
I wonder. We should ask him what day he was there, and we'll ask Siri what the weather was on that day, and we'll know.
But it has been very windy.
It has
here.
Been. So maybe Jay got to see Roman.
Oh, I'm sure that was a thrill.
More of a Roman show. Not for Jay, it wasn't. Jay's like, you two are totally in the wrong direction, I'm sure. Yeah, I know. Poor Jay. God bless him. Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to go ahead and take another caller, and I believe this is Jamie. Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
Southern California, Marietta.
Oh, great. Well, welcome. Is this your first time calling in?
I think it is, yes. I was just
okay.
floating around Blog Talk today for the first time in about 6 months at least since I've been on.
Oh. Good, 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 good. Well, welcome to the show. And
thank
you. Have you been enjoying it so far?
Yes, very much.
Well, you know, I just put you on the spot because it's highly unlikely you're going to say, no, I haven't enjoyed it at all.
No,
right?
I'm a Gemini, I might.
Okay, good. I like that honesty. How can I help you tonight?
that's hilarious. I have some pretty major changes coming up in my family. My husband's getting out of the military after 20 years, and I'm starting a new career soon, and I'm just really, really nervous about becoming the breadwinner, and especially with a new career. So I'm just wondering if I'm kind of pushing too much and having too much expectation of myself, or if this is the right thing to do.
Okay.
So I'm kind of wondering what my angels or my crossover
okay,
loved ones,
take
whoever
a look
says.
And see what they have to say. And I'm going to tell you, the first thing that's coming to me is you're not pushing yourself too hard. But you also have to understand you have to have reasonable expectations. What they're telling
right.
me is that your expectations are a little bit too much, okay, but they're not totally unrealistic, all right?
Okay.
And they're saying let it grow steadily as opposed to looking for that big, you know, hit. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, except that I'm going to be financially responsible right off the bat.
Understood.
So
understood
I don't
want to
end up homeless. I have three little kids.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
I'm really nervous. I could wait tables, too, but this is what I want to do is
okay.
way more of a career.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting an off-the-charts yes with this, off-the-charts yes. So I'm going to tell you go for it and go for it with everything you've got. Just,
great.
You know, I'm going to share this with you, and I know a lot of people listening to the show will agree with this, and probably everybody listening to the show. The best thing in the world is to have a job that you love because you look forward
mm-hmm.
to going to it every day, and you go to bed on Sunday night looking forward to going to work the next day. If you can
right.
find something you love to do and then find a way to get paid for it, you're in heaven, and there's not a person listening to this show who would disagree with that. A lot of people are backed into a corner by their own thought process, thinking they can't find something that they like because then their family's going to suffer, they might have to take a salary cut. But the truth is, if you never give it that chance, you never will. And you
exactly.
only have one life on this earth. God didn't want you to live it in a boring way, believe me, okay? So you're
well,
doing the right thing.
Some of the things I love, I can't really make a living at because I rescue animals and I help people. But if I
okay.
make a good money in real estate, I'm going to go into real estate sales.
Okay,
if I make
good.
A good money in real estate, and I have a separate account for my God stuff, where I'm helping people and rescuing animals and spaying and neutering, then
wonderful.
I can do things I love on the side because I'll be financially able to do that. I'm not looking
great.
To get rich or anything, but I'm looking to enrich my community.
I understand completely, and that makes that makes
yeah.
a million gazillion sense to me. And I always say make the money in one thing and then always give to charity. I mean,
I just don't want to fall on my ass because I have little kids who are relying on, you know, clothing and food and rent
well,
and all that
stuff. Well, of
course
you do, so. But you know what? Just because, look, you've got to also, you know, there's this saying, if mom ain't happy, nobody's happy.
Right.
Right? You have to be happy. And that do you think that your family wants you to work at a job that you're going to be miserable at? I mean,
no.
And tell me what future you have waiting tables. Nothing wrong with waiting tables,
no.
by the way. But
no, I was just worried about having enough.
Right.
Like, you know.
You've got to go and move forward and find a way to make it work. That's what you need to do. Okay?
Right.
You need to find a way to make the real estate work. Now, I'm going to tell you, you know, in the beginning, of course, it's going to be steady, but, you know, you got to build up. It's not going to be an overnight thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Be prepared for that, and then everything will work out okay.
Okay?
It will. And they're telling me... it's going to be more peaceful than you think, and already they're telling me give yourself a break, because you're taking on a huge financial burden, okay?
Right.
And real estate is, as you know, traditionally slow in the beginning, right?
Right.
Doesn't mean that you're not going to make money right away, but it generally takes a little while to get it up and going.
Right.
Worst case scenario, can you wait tables and also do the real estate?
Possibly, but my kids are going to be kind of shocked having Dad at home all the time.
Well, I know, but you know
my
what?
My house might implode from the inside.
I bet you. You're absolutely right, by the way. But I think Dad could use the bond time, so don't worry about that.
Oh yeah, I've been staying at home for 9 years. I'm so ready. Like I'm jumping out, going woo, you know. But,
I don't blame
he needs
you.
The rest because he has some issues. You know, he's in the military, so he's had. And,
yes.
you know, in Iraq and everything. So he needs to kind of heal and figure out what he wants.
He's got a little post,
he's depressed and a little tired and stressed out. So I thought
God
a couple months off would help him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, go ahead.
I want to say to you that don't freak out. And when you start to freak out, remember, you always have, you know, I was just talking to somebody about this via email today. You always have your plan B, right? So, you know, worst case scenario, you can wait tables if the real estate's a little slow, but I'm being told go for the real estate. So, but know that if you have this in your back pocket, so to speak, if you know that you have the waitressing thing that you can fall back on, you're going to be okay. You're not going to not have a roof over your head. You know, and we were talking about this the other day, Jessica and I, there are some people, you know, who truly are homeless. And, you know, and that's a sad, scary thing. But there are some people out there who are homeless because they choose to be.
Right.
And you're not one of those people. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
And you're not going to have a summer box to live out of in the Hamptons. You know what I mean? You're not the kind of homeless person that just thinks, well, this is just easier. I'm just going to choose this. You will not become homeless. And that's not a situation that's going to happen to you. But you know you have that plan B if you have to, and just knowing that will help you get through the shake of your times, okay? But I am being shown that real estate is the right direction for you to go in right now.
Great.
Okay?
Okay.
Listen,
sounds
God bless. Good luck.
If my grandma can hear me, tell her I love her.
You know what?
Yes, sir, so much.
Your grandmother,
I know, she can always
on the
hear
other
me,
side
but...
can. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
She can always hear you. So she hears you loud and clear, and I'm sure she appreciates it, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you
You're
very
welcome.
Much. Have a good one. All
okay,
right,
okay, thanks for listening. Bye-bye now. She's sweet, huh?
She is.
And
she sounds excited, you know, being home
with
the kids
for nine years.
Like, yay, I'm free.
You know, and it's so true because it's nice to have those free moments. Every mom, right? I mean, even if you get an hour free a day, it means you relish that hour. I remember when my girls were real small and I just had like a 15-minute, because, you know, my girls are 2 months, 21 months apart, that 15 minutes of coffee break.
Mm-hmm.
Where they were both quiet at the same time. You're
it's
like, ah,
a miracle.
Yeah, it was so, you know, and she's going to do really well. And she's got a lot, you know, she's got to keep it real. And remember, every day is a gift to her. Her husband came back and came back in one piece.
Absolutely.
You know, and so she's blessed. And so, you know, they'll have to... There'll be some learning things that have to go on, and there's going to be the whole, well, mom's that was in charge all the time. Now dad's telling us what to do.
That's
who is this dude?
Weird, yeah.
Who do we listen to? And they'll learn how to co-parent and back each other up.
Right.
And it'll be great.
She seems like a bubbly, sweet person.
She's going to do so good. This is going to be a really good thing. Doesn't she sound
it?
Yeah. She has the right attitude. So you know what? You go for it. You're going to do great. Okay, folks, we'll be back in just two.
Mr. Know-it-all, will you? You think you know it all, but you don't know a thing at all, ain't it? Ain't it something, y'all, when somebody tells you something about you, think that they know you more than you do, so you take it down another pill to swallow. Mr. Bring Me Down, will you? You like to bring me down, don't you? But I ain't laying down. Nobody gonna make a fool out of me, baby. You should know that I lead, not follow. Oh, you think that you love me, love me. That's why I'm leaving you. Love me, love me. Cause baby, you don't know a thing about me. You don't know a thing about me. You ain't got the right.
You know who that was?
Don't ask me singers.
Okay, Kelly Clarkson, Mr. Know-It-All.
Kelly Clarkson.
Of course, there you go.
You're
so psychic. Oh, my goodness. Great song. I like Kelly Clarkson, so great. She's helping out on the Voice, that show, The Voice, which I happen to like and love. And I also watch American Idol and all those shows. And by the way, my favorite, you know, we all, okay, anyone who listens to the show knows I love Joan Rivers, and Joan Rivers has her show Joan and Melissa now, and I know you don't appreciate Joan's look, but she cracks me up.
I can't look at her.
She makes me laugh. My favorite line.
She looks like one of those dolls. What do you call them? Marionettes. That's what she looks like to me.
Poor Joan Rivers. She's so funny.
She is funny, but all the plastic surgery freaks me out.
She was talking about her, I believe it was her 78th birthday party.
She's
and
78.
Yeah, now she looks pretty darn good, doesn't she?
Oh, she still looks like a marionette.
She looks great. She said she didn't really want to have her birthday, so So she kind of was giving her daughter a rough time, and then she finally said, okay, tell you what, next year for my birthday, open bar. Or if things don't go so well, open casket. I loved it. I love Joan Rivers. Her one-liners kill me. She just, I sit there and watch the show, and I laugh. I laugh out loud. And
do
it's,
you?
It's sad. Yes, it's sad that I find this.
You and these reality shows, they're going to have a show about you one day.
I know, the idiot who watches reality shows, and it'll just be a picture of me sitting there on the couch with my coffee staring, and my eyes will be dry, and I won't even be able to blink. It'll just be sad, sad psychic girl. Okay. We are going to go back. You know, we were talking to Elizabeth before, and the call got dropped, and she is back on the line. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
You know what? You're very. I can hardly hear you. You're breaking
up
real bad. Are you in a bad location?
Yeah, we have a bad
connection. We can't hear you at all. Actually, what we can hear is. That's what it sounds like. Well, that's all right then. We can't hear you. If you
maybe
call,
she could call back again.
Call back one more time, but the signal is so weak we can't hear you. So call back again and let LaQuaque know with you. And hopefully she will, and we'll be able to do that. Now, I want to go ahead and answer a question in the chat room from It Looked Like Teen Love. Dr. Ginny, I had a dream where my grandmother, let's see if I can get up there, because, again, the chat room does not allow me to scroll. I had a dream where my grandmother came in my room, and she told me she wants to tell me something about my uncle from my dad's side. I tried asking her how she got in my room. Hold on. I got to scroll back up. And how she got in my room, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and what does this mean, and does it mean someone's going to die? No, but if you have an uncle who is living, I'm going to suggest that it may mean that there's a health situation that he has already been apprised of or suspects and hasn't gotten looked at. So he should do that. He should go to the doctor. Generally, those kind of dreams mean that. Yes, it absolutely does.
Maybe it just means she's.
I actually know someone recently who had a dream like that and woke up in the middle of the night with a dream similar to that, went to the doctor, then found out she had to go have a procedure done.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it absolutely had to be. Yep.
Okay.
So there you go. And a message is a message. And, you know, sometimes when they come across from the other side and give us messages like that, they're not, you know.
It'd be nice if they just say, hey, tell your uncle to go to the doctor.
And
wouldn't that be so much easier than,
yes, yeah, like, I'm going to give you this message, and you have to figure out what it is, and I'm not going to tell you because I'm going to be puzzle talker.
Right.
I know. It can be very frustrating, and I can't explain why the messages come to us the way they do. I only know that they do. For instance, with the first caller we had tonight, wouldn't it have been so much easier if they can just say, okay, this is my name, this is my address, so she knows it's me, and tell her this and tell her that, instead of showing me a white flower that, you know, was her what was an orchid that was
an
her
orchid,
mother's
yeah.
favorite. You wish they could be clearer. It's there's something that happens when they cross over. Their emotion is different. Well, it's a kind of a disconnect, but not in the way you would think. What's important to us here becomes so obsolete on the other side. It's just so not important.
Communication is completely different.
Yeah, communication's different, and they just go for the meat. I know that's the meat of the situation.
I understand what you're
saying. And that's it. You know, I want to talk about something I saw today, and I'm giggling already because it cracked me up. Okay, it's not that I sit and fool on my computer all day, but we don't want to go to check my email. Sometimes AOL will pop something up. And AOL did pop something up. And the thing that it popped up this time was something about a decorator uncovers the face of Jesus on a wall of a barn conversion in the UK. And it says a 37-year-old discovered the image hidden behind a stereo unit at the property in Eldreth near Austwick, North Yorkshire. And I just thought it was kind of interesting because how many times do people automatically, you know, come across something like that? Do you know what I mean?
Well, all the time, like on a grilled cheese sandwich and
yeah, right?
On some other crazy place.
Well, I was thinking about it today, and I'm thinking, you know, how many times have people come across, Jesus in some of the oddest places in the world? And I actually had brought up something, and unfortunately I can't find it right now, but it one was on the on an iron, okay?
An iron, well, like you iron your clothes?
Yeah. She was ironing her clothes, and then all of a sudden she saw Jesus on the iron. I've been another person that was on a cheese sandwich,
yeah,
grilled cheese sandwich. Another person that was on a Cheeto. Another person, it was in the his windows in his car had fogged up. Another person saw it on his fish. He had the little fish fillets, and he burnt it in his fish sticks. And when he turned it over, it had Jesus' picture on it. And I'm just wondering, you know, is it really Jesus' or God's intent to introduce us to his son through burnt or frozen foods? Or when, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, and yet when you see these pictures.
Well, that picture, I mean, because you have it right here.
Yeah,
it's
amazing.
It is quite clearly
Let me tell you, not only does that look like Jesus, some of the other pictures that I have seen, because I Googled this today, right? Because I wanted to see, you know, pictures of Jesus and where they have appeared. And it was kind of amazing.
Well, maybe the idea is to just put Jesus in your everyday life.
Well, you know, I think that's part of it. And maybe that's it. Maybe that's what it's all for. You know, if you type in the appearance of Jesus' face, it comes up. Here it is. On this is a frozen fish stick. But if you look at it, you can see where Jesus is clearly defined. This one is in the foil print of a bottle, not as clearly defined. This one will freak you out. This is in a person's teeth, their X-ray. Okay, do you see?
Oh,
I mean, clearly the picture of Jesus is there, clearly. Now look at this.
Look
now
at
tell me
one.
This does not blow
sure
your mind.
Not.
This one is called Jesus on Plaster. This was calling Bob Vila Jesus. This image was spotted by a Pittsburgh resident, Jeffrey Rigo, on June 11th. It happened when he was coming out of the shower one day, stressing out a need for costly home repairs, and this picture of Jesus appeared on his wall.
Wow.
I mean, these are clearly, I mean, amazing. Now, this one, I'm sorry, I don't mean to giggle. This one, this is the Jesus pierogi. Jesus appeared on a pierogi, but also Jesus did appear on a tortilla chip. And it happened in, I believe, 1996, and they kept it in a safe place. But then her daughter brought it to school in 2005 and accidentally dropped it and shattered on the ground,
aww,
which was, I'm sure, kind of sad. But these pictures that have been found all over things have been sold on eBay. This particular one.
And that's where it starts getting messed up.
Well, that's where it gets a little scary. Now, look at this. I mean,
that's
this is not
crazy.
Only. This is so Jesus, it's not. It even has a thorn of crowns. This is on a reflection of a man on the side of his pickup truck. But, I mean, it's if you could see these, they would blow your mind. So, what I'm saying is, is it our place to judge where and how these pictures show up? You know, I don't think it is. It's just quite obvious. Now, we've been part of a lot of paranormal groups, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we have seen a lot of pictures where it looked like a ghost was standing there.
Right.
And when you go back and reexamine the spot and redo the photos, you find out it was a pipe sticking out of the ground and some grass or whatever. But these pictures are clearly so defined that, and this happened right here in Florida, this particular picture. I remember this, outside of a church in Bradenton, Florida. See, I remembered that.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. So the question I'm asking all our listeners tonight is, have you seen any of these pictures? And do we really truly believe that God or Jesus is coming to us? Is this some kind of message? I'm just curious what our listeners think.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what people think about that.
Yeah, you know, because I love that people are seeing it and recognizing
mm-hmm.
it. And
but it's hard to know what to make out of it.
It's you know, and isn't that always the case when their miracle happens, you know, so many times people are like, well, I didn't see it, so therefore,
oh, right?
Because,
of course, you want solid fact. Okay,
right.
This got here because blah.
Right. And, You know, I can remember a few years back after seeing one of those, I think it was the grilled cheese sandwich that looked like Jesus that he sold on eBay for $1,100.
You tell me that's not going to turn to giant mold ball.
I don't know. There's so much, like, that's processed stuff.
Yeah.
It'll live longer than we will. But like a Twinkie, you know. I mean, that's the food for generations. As a matter of fact, if you're a survivalist, get a 10K of Twinkies and put them in your warehouse, and you'll have food forever.
You don't even have to put them in a wrapper.
No, you don't. No.
It's so disgusting.
When did you last have a Twinkie?
I hate Twinkies. I never liked them.
My mother used to put them in my lunchbox with, are you ready for this, Scooter pies?
I love Scooter pies.
Yeah, they're good when they're frozen. All right.
And you know what? Is the Scooter pie and a Moon pie the same thing?
I believe they are. But my mother gave me this in my lunchbox from the time I was in first grade till the time I hit fifth grade, and I said, I cannot do another PB&J and Scooter pie. I will die.
Hey,
okay?
I had belly sandwiches. There was not even any peanut butter.
Life is hard. We had a rough life, didn't we?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
There are probably kids out there with no lunches. How dare we complain? We're horrible people. Okay, this is what we're going to do. We are going to go ahead and we're going to very quickly ask some of our callers. We're going to kind of get through them because I have a lot of callers and I want to get to as many as I can. So I like to call this speed reading. And it's equally as effective as how I normally do it, but it allows me to get to more people at once. So
speed reading. This is
speed reading. Yes. Hi, Teresa. You're live on the air. How can I help you tonight?
Hi, Dr. Jenny.
Hi.
I just had one question. I wanted to see what you think, and maybe if you're getting anything from the angels about a business that I'm looking at in Waterford, Connecticut.
Okay. The business that you're looking at in Waterford, Connecticut, you want to know if it's a good business or a bad business, correct? Okay, it's a
long
good business.
Long-term, yes.
Mm-hmm.
What
I'm going to say it's a good business for long-term. It's not going to bring in a lot of profits right away. It's going to be a bit of a struggle, but if you can hold out, which I see that you do have the capability of doing, you will make some good money, and it will prove to be a good retirement income for you too, by the way.
Okay. That sounds great.
Wonderful.
I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're
Thank
welcome.
You
Thank
very
you so much.
Much
for calling in. God bless. Bye-bye now. Okay. Hi, Cindy. You're live on the air with the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call so much.
You're welcome. You're calling from Florida, aren't you?
Yes.
That's not because I'm psychic. I see the area code. How can we help you tonight?
I was wondering if you could give me some advice relationship-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I've got two people that I just reconnected with that just contacted me in the last couple of weeks, both wanting to reignite relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of just sitting back waiting to see how it goes and what happens. I was wondering if you could see both of those scenarios as far as intentions or success, you know.
Okay, so you got one who has a lot less hair. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay, the one with a lot less hair is not, it can work out, but it's not going to be great. It's going to be, you know what I'm talking about? The other one, that one is off the charts, could be a very positive relationship, but they're telling me you have to really let go to allow that to happen because he's a little different and you're not quite as free-spirited as him. Is that true?
Yeah, he's different, all right.
Yeah, okay, see, and you're not ready to open up that way, but if you're ready to embrace the uniqueness of who he is, he's the one that you will be a total soulmate match with. The other dude, you know, you can date him, you can be with him, you can have a good time, but there's always going to be red flags, and it's never going to be the smooth kind of relationship that you can have with the other one.
Wow. Now, the other one that could be the soulmate relationship, this is like the third go-round, and we never had any disputes. There was nothing
mm-hmm.
there. It's just he's out of state. It's a different
right.
Quite a
and you've never
cleaner.
Trusted the relationship enough to open yourself up to embrace it, and that's the problem. You either are both feet in or both feet out, but you always have just one foot in. I'm
okay.
Right, admit it.
Yeah,
when I do speed reading, you know I'm right.
Yeah, because he'll talk a lot and about going to do this and going to do that, and he talks everything up really big, and then he doesn't follow through. He kind of gets busy with, you know, he's a workaholic.
With life.
He gets busy with his life, and he doesn't follow through with what he says. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'm just taking, each time I'm just like taking it with a grain of salt.
But there's some things that you can do on your side to be both feet in, and you have not done that. And if you care enough about him, you will go both feet in, and then it'll be good to go.
Mm. Any suggestions on how I go both feet in?
You've got to stop worrying about the what-ifs and jump in with both feet. Stop thinking, well, he has to do this to prove to me that he's committed enough to this relationship before I do that. Because you find him funny, you find him interesting. He has captured your attention for a long time. So you might as well, look, quit putting your toe in. Jump in. Have the relationship. If it requires you changing a location temporarily, do it. See if it's got the foundation to grow. I think it does. But, you know, if you keep playing this, I'm not sure, and he has to prove it to me by him doing this, you're never going to find out.
Right. Well, he jumps in and he jumps out. So I'm starting to think, well, he just, I don't know, you know, I didn't know if he's just playing games, if he's
mm-hmm.
a player, because he'll jump in and then he doesn't follow through and then he backs off.
He's not a player.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, he's not a player, okay? Definitely
okay.
not. Okay?
Good.
Go
that
have
good.
Fun. Okay?
Okay, awesome.
All righty, thank you. Now, is this the
thank
first time
you.
You called in?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Are you
I
enjoying
enjoyed
the
it.
Show? Good, good.
Thank
glad.
You so much.
Keep listening. God bless you.
I will. Thank you. God bless you. Awesome.
Bye-bye now. Okay. I do that once in a while, speed readings, just to...
You only sped through two people.
Well, that's... you know, I'm old now.
You
I don't
have three people on the line. You've got
Okay, here we go. Ready? Here we go. Okay, hi, Pammy. Is that correct? Do I have Pammy on the line?
Yes, this is Tammy.
Oh, hi, Pammy. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
New Mexico.
New Mexico. Well, that's funny. I was on the phone with somebody from New Mexico today. How can I help you?
I was just curious if the angels are working together to bring Murray and I back together.
To bring Murray and you back together. What makes you think that's happening? What makes you believe that they're working in unison with your desires to bring you and him back together? Because I see that you kind of want to be back together with him, but then there's another party that doesn't want to be back together with him. So why do you think they're working in unison with your manifestation? Why do you think that is?
I just get this feeling because, you know, if it is for us to be back together, it'd take a miracle.
Then
I really do believe that he is my soulmate and we are supposed to be together. So
mm-hmm. Okay. Are you calling from the Albuquerque area?
No, ma'am. Southeast.
Okay. No, that's okay. That's okay. I'm going to tell you this. Do I see that you two have a chance? Yes, you do. But I have to put it this way. I see a lot of red flags. And when I say I see red flags, I'm not only saying that I see them. I know that you see them too. And there's a part of you that would want the relationship to be back together if it could be the way you need it to be, which is a healthy relationship. But I'm seeing it was anything but for a long time. Is that true?
Right.
Okay. Do you want to share with me why it wasn't healthy? It wasn't just one-sided, correct?
The healthiness? I think we both have spent the last 3 years working on getting rid of our past hindrances,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
our luggage that we brought to the table. And so I know that we've both been working on it. It's just that I was just curious if we had a lot more work to do.
Sadly, there's a lot more work that needs to be done for that to be a healthy relationship with each of you individually and then together as a couple. You're bringing some stuff to the table that happened in childhood. Is that true?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And see, that's something that only you can overcome in your own way. You can't work that through with him. You have to work that through with yourself first. And then once you learn to love yourself for who you are and have confidence in yourself for what you are, because you're a wonderful person. It's just that sometimes you don't feel deserving of that love. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay. I know you're getting scared now because I'm hitting on something you didn't expect me to hit on, but you need to love.
Cool with it.
What's that? Okay.
I'm cool with it.
Okay, okay. You need to love yourself for who you are and what you are, which is a wonderful person. And once you learn to do that and give yourself that self-confidence that you need, then you'll no longer be carrying that baggage. That's going to help the relationship tremendously.
Okay. Should I just keep my distance for a while longer?
My suggestion is I would keep your distance for a little while longer, because if you do that, then you'll be able to work. You see, you have to, I've said this before, you have to live your own life's journey. Once you walk down your path the way you're supposed to, then and only then can you invite somebody to join you to walk on that path. But they must always walk their own journey too. And so often we try to force our journeys that we think has to be united with another person. But your journey is your journey, because it's only your journey to walk. And yes, you can share that path with somebody, but that should not be their journey too. You have to make your own. And I know that might seem very metaphysical, but I think you know what I'm talking about.
No, I think so. I just don't know how to communicate that to him. You know, should I communicate to him that, or should I just keep my distance?
Well, I think you can communicate it to him and tell him you're working on your issues so that you can be a healthy person all the way around. And when you reach that point, hopefully he'll be working on his issues. So then together you can live your lives and your journeys, but maybe you can walk side by side in those journeys, okay? But nobody, you know, this whole thing that, you know, do you remember way back, who was it, Tom Cruise? What was that line in that movie with Cuba Gooding Jr.? I think it was with the squinty-eyed girl, Renee Zellweger. I shouldn't call her squinty-eyed girl, but she always never opens her eyes, for God's sakes, right? He said, "You complete me."
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, that's a lovely line, but at the same time, no one should need another person to complete them.
Right.
You know,
that's important.
It's really important. You know, you should be complete as an individual. I look at other people in our lives as accessories, and don't take this the wrong way. Yeah, well, you know how sometimes a scarf will complete an outfit, mm-hmm. or the perfect pair of earrings?
Right.
People in our lives should accessorize our life, should complement it, but shouldn't be our lives. Make sense?
Right.
Okay.
I'm getting to that point. I've worked very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm. You know what?
Is it just a one-sided relationship with he and I, or is there...
No, I don't see it's one-sided. It's just that he has a lot of emotional baggage he's dealing with as well.
Okay.
Okay. I hope this has been helpful for you.
Yes, it has. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is this your first time to call into the show?
Yes, it is.
Well, I'm glad you did, and how did you find us?
On the web.
Well, wonderful. That's a good thing. We welcome you. We wish you would come back again. Please feel free to call in again. Just remember, you've got everything it takes to get to a healthy place. If he has the same motivation, which I believe he does, it may take some time, but you can get to a healthy place and then start working on your relationship together, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Tammy, for calling in. Bye-bye now.
Thank
God
you.
Bless. And Kelly in the chat room is saying, "Show me the money." Yes, that is the line from that show. Do you remember?
Show me the money.
Cuba Gooding, show me the money. Show me the money. Show me the money.
There were a lot of phrases in that movie,
yeah.
Apparently.
Apparently. It was a good movie. I don't know how I remembered that one phrase, but then again.
Oh, it was fitting, though.
It was fitting, wasn't
mm-hmm.
it? Maybe the angels must have given it to me. There you go. I'll tell you what. We're going to take one more caller here, and this is Suzanne. Hi, welcome. You're on the Christian Psychic Cafe. Can I help you?
Oh, yes, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
You're welcome.
I was, I was wondering about a relationship, a boyfriend. Do you see anybody from the past coming in, or I just wanted a first date yesterday with a nice man? Do you see me dating a couple of people until the right one comes in?
I see you dating probably four people, but I do see the guy that you went on the date with yesterday calling you back.
Okay, and where am I? When am I going to meet these other people?
I can't say when you're going to meet them, but I do know that you're going to meet four other guys or four other men that you're going to end up going out on dates with. And through that process, within the next 18 months, you'll end up, between now and 18 months from now, you'll find Mr. Perfect, and that'll be it for you.
Between now and 18 months?
Correct.
What about this person? Was a Sean from the past and a Sean who's a friend now? Are they out of my life?
Not getting anything on that. I'm sorry. I can't answer that question for you. I'm just not getting an answer on that. But I do know there'll be four guys. They could be one date. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
And this is important. A lot of times, you know, you'll go on a date, not work out, go on a date, not work out, go on a date. You know, just meaning it to me, right? You
know
what I'm saying. And then all of a sudden, bam, you hit the date, and you're like, this is it. This is the guy. I could actually see myself being with this guy for the rest of my life. And so that's a good thing, you know. Very good.
You mean I might only get four more dates besides this one in a year of 18 months, though?
Well, no.
She's going, only 4 days in 18 months, holy cow.
Well, what I'm saying is you might date one guy for one date, another guy for two dates, another guy for one date, and then all of a sudden that fourth guy you go out with, which could be in 2 months.
What if it's the second guy that calls her back a month?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Could be, but there's going to be four guys that you're going to date between now and when you find the guy.
Oh, but in 18 months I'll be in a relationship.
Between now and 18 months from now, you'll be engaged.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, the person I met last night, he's nice, but I don't know if he doesn't seem like he's going to be the one.
Snoreville, that's all I'm going to say.
What's that mean?
That means no.
Snoreville, kind of boring. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I know, I got it. Yeah.
So that's one thing.
I need somebody like in their 40s, a little spunk.
Yeah, I know. He's Snoreville. I know. He's...
Do you think that I'm 51, but do you think it's bad for me to want to go somebody in my 40s?
No.
I want to go
with somebody in my 40s, and I'm married. No,
listen. No, I mean,
nothing wrong with that. Of course not.
Do you see them in their 40s, or are they going to be like in their 50s in Norville's?
Now, okay. What I'm going to tell you is you're going to find somebody who's probably within 2.5 years of your age, 2.5, 2 years, 8 months, around in there. And he is going to match your humor because you've got this wittiness about you, which is important. If you don't match somebody with their humor, you're going to be bored to tears. So I'm telling you, don't worry about that. That's going to happen, and just stay on target with that. Okay? Don't worry about it. Don't put pressure on yourself. Let it happen naturally. Okay?
Can I just say one real quick question?
Yes, very quick.
Okay. Do you see my son coming back to live with me at all? He's 11.
I see it, but not for a little while yet.
What's a little while?
They're not telling me. They're just saying yes, but not immediately.
Okay, as long as it's yes.
The answer is definitely yes.
But they don't know, like, if it's 1 year or 10 years?
No, they're not giving me a time frame.
All right, but thank you so much for your help.
You're so welcome. God bless you. Thank you for calling in. Okay, you know what? It's that time again.
The end of the show.
Oh, my God, yes.
I lose track of time. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what are we doing?
You really did lose track of time? That cracks me up. Did you really lose track of time?
You were doing speed reading. You've never done that before. It was fascinating.
Did you find that interesting?
I did.
Okay.
You were really good, really fast.
Yeah, I can do that, but sometimes it turns people off, so I try not to do it too often.
Yeah.
Because
you're not getting in too deep.
Well, and it's like shooting bullets. It's like bam, 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 and I think people need to process.
Well,
so,
plus
you know,
they want to ask more questions.
I know, I know. And I just always hate having so many people on the line and not being able to get to them,
I
and
know.
It makes me feel bad, and I'm sorry I can't get to everybody. I really, really, truly do try. I want to thank everybody for listening to the show tonight. Unfortunately, none of you got to hear about, well, I'm going to tell you anyway because I got a minute and like 30 seconds really quick. Rick Savage, you know, the famous wrestler.
Yes.
We talk about doing metal detecting all the
Rick
time.
Rick Savage. What about Randy Savage?
Oh, that's
what
another wrestler.
Randy Savage.
Maybe
I think he's not alive.
I don't know if Randy Savage is alive or not, but this guy, his name is Heavy Metal Rick, Rick Savage. He was from 1991 to 1997 one of the big wrestlers.
Really?
Known for the choke slam. I'm trying to do it like I was doing a wrestling MC job. Okay. Anyway, here's the thing. He was known for the sunset flip and the pile driver, which does not sound good.
That hurts.
I was going to say, mm-hmm. All I know is that he is now tonight at 10 o'clock going to be on Spike TV, and he's hosting a show called American Digger. No, so you would think. He is a metal detectionist.
Oh, my God.
And he's going to be doing metal detecting on, yes, another reality TV show.
You're
going to
say you'll be TiVoing that one.
So you know that I'm going to be taping this, and I'll probably talk about it next week. Although, it started to freak me out when I read the story about the show starting tonight as the premiere, and it's, on again, on Spike TV, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and he is going to be doing digs all around the country using his metal detector. So I'm real curious to see it. So it should be interesting. And if y'all want to, I don't know, I just have a feeling this could turn the wave of metal detection in the right direction, because it's kind of bad because now a lot of the National Association of Archaeologists is coming out saying, no, don't do this show because people are going to start digging up national treasures. And
well,
and it does affect, you know, when you're doing it, you and I both mm-hmm. wanted to be archaeologists growing up. And when we realized we just spent hours brushing dust off a big old piece of dead
with
bone
with
a little paintbrush, we're like, heck no, this isn't fun.
Right.
But, you know, that's what needs to be done to preserve the artifacts. And
well, that's the problem.
You know,
you go in digging with a shovel, you could just destroy things.
Exactly. So that's kind of a problem. And so I think that I don't think they're going to win, and I think the show is going to air at 10 o'clock, so it should be interesting. Everybody, please tune in next week where we'll tell you interesting facts about Angela Lansbury, and yes, she's still alive.
You say this every week, but you never actually tell us anything.
I'm
going to
tell you interesting facts about Angela Lansbury. We're going to talk about Rick Savage and his metal detecting and some other great stuff, and I'm going to tell you about my trip that I'm making to St. Augustine this weekend, and maybe Jessica will have an interesting story for us, too. Let's see.
Or maybe not.
Or maybe not. Everybody, thank you so much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
Yeah.